Group Chat Golf presents the Technically Golf Podcast. Chubba Watson, officially sunny. Monday, August 15th will come out. Tuesday, August 16th, of course. We missed last week, but it was for a good reason. Now, do you or a podcast you know need a new host? Is there an empty mic that needs filling?
Introducing Master Bastion.
With Master Bastion, you'll never go unsatisfied again. He'll leave you happy and fulfilled every time you're feeling lonely.
Master Bastion, coming in your ears, one Tuesday at a time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Unbelievable intro.
Yeah, no problem.
But happy to be here. Excited to take us off. And everyone have a good golf weekend.
Great golf weekend. Yeah, so just
why don't you tell us about yours, since you obviously want to talk about it. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I chipped in for a birdie.
Great. You got that off your chest. Yeah. Did that feel good?
It felt great.
You chipped in for a birdie. Almost. Can you guys believe that?
Where?
Playing Carter. We did a little two-man scramble, and we needed a big time on we were down to two strokes. We hit a nice tee shot into a hill, and it rolled down, and I chipped in for a bird.
And that gave you the win?
First of the year. It actually didn't. It put us up one, and then we got beaten on the last hole with a long putt.
Was this at Bradford?
We played at Carter in London.
Oh, Carter. Okay. Never played it.
The greens were nice.
Nice. Little nine-holer?
Yeah. I played nine on sat, and then we did a two-man scramble. And I'll tell you, the two-man scramble format really takes the pressure off, especially for a hungover round.
Mm.
The two-man scramble is extremely fun. Mm-hmm. We did it a couple of times a couple weeks ago. Scramble anything, always mm-hmm. fun. When you don't have to go out there and just worry about like your 18-hole score, it's a totally different game.
Yeah, you got your boys to fall back on if you need a bailout.
Yeah, you never have to, you never have to take the next shot or the last shot with you to the next one, because it just doesn't matter at all.
Right.
Which I love.
Shake it off, baby.
Shake it off. Yeah, forget about
Taylor Swift.
Do you end up going through, I think, a few more balls than I normally would? Because it's just like, oh, is that one 10 feet farther than I want to walk? Yeah, just leave it.
Yeah, now I can't remember.
And swinging as hard as you can every time, too.
Yeah.
Did we bring you on to talk about your golf scores or to introduce our topics?
Well, I think that'll be a great segue to the next one, which is when I went into the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
No food in there.
None.
No, there wasn't. And I thought maybe it was because they didn't have one. They just didn't have anyone serving food at that time, which I thought was crazy.
That is crazy.
Why would you offer food and be open but not serve it to your customers? That's a tough one.
They offered it to you. They said, hey, do you want any food? And then you were like, yeah, I'll get some. And they were like, tough cookies.
Well, I feel like the advertising of it, that they have it, is kind of the offer.
Okay.
Yeah, I always, that's always a thing. Usually I'm not a big morning eater anyway, but to not be able, like, what's better than if you're a few minutes early in the morning, you want to get like a bloody or something?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not bringing Bloody Mary stuff with you. Maybe you are. And if you are, that's sick.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
To bring the Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah. Yeah. But I played yesterday morning. We played at 6:24 a.m. nice and early. And so they were doing the old double tee because they had a scramble in the afternoon, which is never. I mean, we were the first tee time on the first hole, sitting on a, and he's like, all right, I got to hold you guys till 6:24. It was like 6:15. And we were like, okay, whatever. That's fine. And then he was telling us how they're doing the double tee. And we were like, you know, that never works, right? And he was like, oh, no, I know. And I was like, then why don't you guys try to change it? I mean, so the last tee time was 8:24 for the backside. We got done on the front side at 8:00. We had to wait 25 minutes to tee off on our backside. Didn't have anybody in front of us all day.
Who might not know, what is the double tee?
The double tee is when, so from 6:24 to 8:24, they let off groups off both sides.
Okay.
So, meaning they'll probably switch sides at the same time, and then you get everybody off the course before their 1:00 shotgun and still be able to get that full, all that money.
Yeah.
You know, it's a money thing. But, you know, when you make the first tee time of the day, you don't expect to wait a half hour at the turn. You know, you expect to play a 3 hour round. Right. Luckily, I had some high noons in the car. Attaboy. And we sat out there for a little while, drank a couple
8 a.m. high noons.
Yeah, it was 8 a.m. But the restaurant wasn't open. We couldn't go in and get anything, you know. And this, I think we've talked about this on here before, like a food truck at a golf course in the morning would be ideal.
Yeah.
A food truck with coffee and breakfast sandwiches in the parking lot of a golf course. Like there should be one at every single one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Most definitely.
Hot and ready too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In and out. I mean, you walk up to the thing, you tell him what you want, he grabs it and gives it to you. No cooking involved, you know? But I mean, why not? You know, the golf course isn't making the money anyway, if they're not open. Correct. So somebody might as well.
And mandated iced coffee.
Oh yeah.
There's gotta be iced coffee there.
Yeah. The cold brew is so easy. You just need a refrigerator. Right. You make it in advance. But that, like, then you go to the car and grab high noons, then you're bringing beers out there, whatever. There's nowhere to buy beers. Can they say, like, you can't have beer out, you can't bring your own stuff out here if the restaurant's closed, you know?
Yeah,
that's so you just gotta not drink. You're just gonna not have drinks.
Yeah, that is some bullshit.
Yeah. So I don't know. That got me thinking yesterday when I was waiting that half hour of waiting after a nice smooth front nine with nobody and then playing like a 3 hour back nine was devastating.
Mm-hmm. So it's not when you have two tee boxes on each hole and two.
No, that would be. Yeah. No, like that would be like during a scramble.
Thought, I don't know who would have thought that.
But yeah. Somebody who doesn't know much about golf might have.
For people to. I'm sure there's somebody out there confused. What's a double tee?
Yeah.
Know, so that was nice of you to.
But when the starter ever said, like when he ever admitted the fact that it literally never works and they're still doing it. I mean, I used to work at that course 20 years ago. We were doing the same thing 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Everyone was getting pissed off at that's tale as old as time with the double T. It never works because you give them 2 hours. That first group of the day is not going to play nine holes in 2 hours. They're going to play an hour and a half. Doesn't matter how many people are in the group or how bad they are with nobody in front of you. Most of the time you're going to play in 90 minutes. So that was bullshit. And their greens suck. It was Cranston Country Club where we So yeah. Yeah. But we got through it. I think I shot like 81 games off, hitting driver on every hole, though I lost 10 balls probably.
Oh wow.
It was tough.
I hit that that same hole. I hit that 7 hybrid that I hit. Drove over the green. It had to be, I think it was 240 on a par 7. It's a par 4.
Mm.
It's a 4 out there, I believe.
240 par 4.
I think so. On hole 7 at Carter, you know the one where you're kind of coming back. You got that little pond before you're going to hit the 8 and go down to 9. I think that's a 4. It might be a long 3, but I think that's a 4 for Carter.
The 240-yard hybrid for Seabass?
Yeah, piped it. Absolutely smashed it. I was just smashing that club yesterday. And then, so because of that, with the scramble, broke out driver. Guess who's hitting the ball straight with the driver?
No.
Yeah. I might only ever scramble again.
Master?
I might only ever scramble again.
Master Bastion's hitting driver straight?
Yeah.
I might have a video of you taking a swing on my phone from the golf trip we went on last year. So if I do, we'll introduce you with a nice slow-mo swing video tomorrow. Introducing the new host of the Technically Golf podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we got to let everyone know where I'm at with my skill level. And I think with a nice slow-mo of my really orthodox, clearly classically trained golf swing.
It is
a classic. Yeah. And it's, you know, the funny thing is, it's probably the most relatable swing to most golfers out there because it's how 80% of them swing and hit it, you know.
And of the people.
Yeah. Yeah, truly are. It truly are.
I remember when I was first meeting you, Seabass,
Chubb.
It's like, you know, he's terrible at golf and he just doesn't care to get any better. He's never taken a tip. He doesn't try to get, you know, he doesn't do anything for it. He just goes out there and plays and still has a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's amazing. Somebody who's not like chasing a better score and still enjoys it. That's unique.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something, I mean, the one part of golf I have mastered is the part that I think might be one of the harder parts. Getting in my head or getting down on myself about the golf game. Mm-hmm. Never.
No,
it's not happen. I got that out of my system way early. you know, there's a lot of room to improve every other part of my golf game. Mm-hmm. But that one, I think, I don't think anyone holds a candle.
I've never met anyone who has cared less about golf than you. And for the amount that you play, it's truly remarkable. It's fun to watch. It's inspiring, really.
And it's not so much not caring about the game. It's, you know, I like to make sure that the, you know, the drinking and the cigarette smoking doesn't get left behind either. Right. I want all of those to feel equally as appreciated as the golf game itself.
Yeah, you're a good vibes guy.
So it's really, it's really encompassing. I like try to keep all parts, you know, equally attended to, if you will. Mm-hmm.
The only thing is we have to bring actual beers out there when we play with CBass.
Is that a problem?
Well, they're gross.
Is that a problem? That is
just taking up room in the cooler.
I think we can come together on high noons.
I had to drink an actual beer the other day, dude, and it was just so fucking disgusting. Every time it went in my mouth, I wanted to throw up. It just tastes like vomit.
Oh, dude, mm-hmm. Just a cheap, shitty, crispy, cold, carbonated light beer.
That's what it was. It was a Bud Light, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Disgusting.
I think the high noon, though, you just can't shit up on the high noon.
No,
I don't think anybody. It's so fucking good. And it doesn't even need to be cold. I mean, I had these high noons in my car for like 2 days that we were drinking yesterday. Warm as could be and still delicious. It's like drinking juice. It's the same with the White Claw, really. But yeah, you can just drink them and drink them and drink them, drink them. And they just to every flavor. They don't even make a bad flavor.
Right.
They got it figured out there. And you know what I love, too? The color of their cans, they made them so summery. They're really just like, you want to drink those on the beach or something. Mm-hmm. They did a good job with that.
They invoke the heat for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little golf hack too. You were saying you got them out of your car. Whenever I grab beers, actual ones or high noons for the course, whenever there's like a couple extras, I just leave them in the car. And so now I have about 6 or 8 variety packs of different beers just under the seat of my car ready for if I ever don't get to the store in time before a golf run. I just pop
every time. I can't remember a golf round or even like a hangout where I haven't gotten a text. It's like, hey, can you grab beers for me specifically? And it's like, I don't know. I can. Is there a reason that you can't?
Well, there's a distance traveling sort of thing. And like some of these times, it's especially with golf tee times, you know, you got to be there by the tee time.
Yeah, I get that. Like you're every half hour now and again.
You're right. So it's
and
like
you're waiting until there's absolutely no time to do anything else. And then you hit the road. Maybe if you gave yourself that extra 5 minutes, you'd be able to stop.
I've got an idea. Maybe you be a little less responsible and give yourself less time. So I know that but I have to get the beer.
If I did that, then nobody would be able to get beers for you.
Exactly. So now we've come to an agreement. I think it really works out for both of us.
It's a loose usage of the term agreement. I feel like agreements require two people to agree on something.
It gets me there on time, and it gets you there on time with beer for me.
Right.
I'll never the whole just playing golf and having a tee time, that's like a 24-hour thing for me. Like there's no way I'm not being ready hours and hours before my tee time. Mm-hmm. It's just even if I'm playing, like I woke up. For my tee time, my 6:24, I woke up at 5:00. I didn't have to get up to like 5:30. I had a couple alarms set and the Terminator was on TV. So I watched the Terminator for like 45 minutes before I got like, I was so ready for that. I'm always so ready. I can't sleep. It's hard to sleep the day before I play golf.
Bombing shots like T-100 out there.
I open my eyes. I just like reach next to me and grab my vape. Because it's mint and puts off the time I have to brush my teeth when I wake up. You know? just sat there, hit it, and watched the Terminator for a little while. I was like, wow, this movie's sick. I haven't seen that in a long time. It's classic Arnold.
Really threw me for a loop when the first time you see him, he's just kind of naked, balled up in a lightning storm or whatever. Right? Like, it was like as a kid, it's like, oh, that guy's naked.
I think wouldn't they make like 3 of those? They made a lot of Terminators.
Oh, they're still
I think they're still dumping those out because they switched over to like, I think the guy from Avatar and Christian Bale or something were in one by the end.
Oh, wow. I think they should bring Arnold back.
What is the little kid's name in it? Connor Smalls or something?
I can't remember.
Sean Connor.
Yeah.
John
Connery.
Good guy.
It's all about John Connery now and his mom or whatever. Now, Master Bastion, let me ask you this. Did anything exciting happen on the PGA Golf Tour this week?
Well, looked like there's a little beef going on with Scottie Scheffler, or at least just any PGA member and any prospective LIV Golf Tour when Scottie Scheffler stepped through the line of Cam Smith.
He did. Cam Smith was lining a putt up, and Scott just walked right through it. Cam gave him a little look up like, hey, that's not cool, bro. And then Cam Smith also got a two-stroke penalty for placing his ball wrong. And I'm just wondering, is the PGA Tour abusing him because of the rumors that he's defecting to the LIV Golf Tour?
I wouldn't be surprised, because also I don't think they got him on that penalty until like the next day or something. Oh, really? Too. It wasn't just like right after the round.
Yeah.
Also the walking through the line, I don't know if you noticed, but Cam gave Scheffler the same look that I gave you when we did when you walked through my line in the etiquette video. So
wow, you did. First we thing should I make a remix of that. That video.
We should. Yeah. The zoom in. Yeah, that's so funny.
I wonder what Scott, I mean, Scott had to have been purposely disrespecting him, right? You don't accidentally definitely do that as a professional golfer, especially.
No, he's a PGA Tour hardo.
One to the world number two.
Yeah, he's a PGA Tour hardo for sure.
Yeah.
Scotty standing up for it, probably just like having beers with Justin Thomas after. Yeah. Just talking probably shit about the guys over there.
Too. They probably don't definitely drink Claws and Nooners on the PGA Tour.
No, they, you know,
gross beer guys.
I wonder what they do drink. That's Justin Thomas. Probably he probably drinks like a hard.
He might drink has like one Michelob Light and then works in a couple waters.
Yeah. You're right. He is a healthy guy.
Party cup of juice or something like a High Noon, but without the vodka.
Just mostly pills for him. Just I mean, I mean, he's boys with Tiger. So
John Rahm's a Perrier guy.
Yeah. French wine.
Yeah. Very nice. Nice and cool.
Now, I saw somebody post a picture of him with his kid. I don't know if did he maybe have an anniversary or kids? Cause I was like, didn't he just have a kid during the Masters? Yeah. I can't remember where I saw a post of him, of his wife and baby. And
like
I was like,
birth
he just
anniversary
had a baby
of his child.
It could have been, but when I think he was having his kid, remember he during a tournament and they just couldn't stop talking about Scottie Scheffler having a kid John Rahm. Remember John Rahm was having a kid. It was
I think that was during the Masters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what the picture would have been celebrating. Maybe his wife's birthday. I don't know. It's probably on his page.
And then the playoff with Will Zalatoris and that other no-name guy was pretty wild. It was, I don't know where they were playing, but it was kind of like an island green, like 17 at Sawgrass. And Zalatoris teed off first, playoff hole, mind you. And he hits it and it takes a bounce. I think it bounced off the grass first. And then there was like a rock wall, a retaining wall to keep the green up, and then water on the other side. And that ball must have bounced 6 times on the rock retaining wall and then bounced back in between the crevasse of grass and rock wall. Saved him. And which was, I mean, that never happens. Typically, if you're hitting rocks that are retaining water, you're going in the water. And then sure enough, whoever the no-name guy he was playing against in the playoff, because nobody plays on the PGA Tour anymore, he hit the rock wall as well, and his went right into the water. I mean, can you ask for more drama in golf? Mm. Wow, is
that's
that
tough
fun to watch?
Well, I mean, you can ask for bigger names, but...
Yeah, they might actually be phonetically, but you won't know. I think Will Zalatoris also, it said that he just fired his longtime caddy, like, I believe the tournament before, longtime friend. So brought in a new caddy. And I think, you know, they're really focusing on the relationship between Will and his old caddy. And then it's like, you know, did I make the right decision? Well, it looks like, Will, you did.
Yes. Yeah, first win. First win on the PGA Tour in an event that nobody good was playing in. How exciting.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be just like a blip in the radar when we saw him in that Masters. So I was like, there's no way this dude that looks like that is going to like make it on the PGA Tour. But then everybody left and it's like, okay, I guess now he's got a chance.
Here's too many more, you know.
Also confirmed, John Rahm had a baby on August 5th, so it must have been like 2021 Masters when he had his kid or something.
Oh, so he's got two bebes now.
He's got two bebes, yeah. And I thought, yeah, for some reason I thought it was this year's Masters that it was like, oh, John Rahm baby, but it must have been the one before that.
Yeah, it could have been.
Kind of takes away the luster if you just
keep having them.
Yeah, yeah, before each event. Like.
Right. I wonder if any of them
get are it, John.
Play for the LIV Golf Tour when they grow up.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
real controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of the LIV Golf Tour, did you see Patrick Reed's quote about that?
Stop talking about the money.
No, he said, I'm ready for LIV golfers to go ahead and play against guys on the PGA Tour. I'm pretty sure we can hold our own.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice. More entertaining than the Ryder Cup.
Well, of course they can, because they have all of the good players in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the only thing is they just don't have to practice because they never play. So it's like, if right. they were like, if they put their mind to it now, yeah, that would be.
If they wanted to, they could beat them.
Like, yeah.
If a tournament, if like a whole, you know, golf association is making Patrick Reed sound cool,
mm-hmm.
then they got to be doing something right.
Yeah. He also came out and said, he was like, you know what? I'm sick of you guys talking about the money, you know, just give it a rest, get over right. it, you know?
Yeah. Just let us play our it. Seven rounds a year. but yeah, I would tune in so fucking fast, because, you know, imagine how hard Justin Thomas would be going for the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, imagine how hard those, because those guys are like blood, sweat, and tears PGA Tour. Like,
yeah, they really want to impress their dads who like the PGA exactly. Tour a lot.
Yeah. And it would just be so fucking good for to see LIV come in and just wipe the floor with them. But I mean, there's going to be nobody left for the Ryder Cups. What's that going to, it's going to be like a, like watching a college tournament now, or right, the Olympics, yeah. like the Olympics where only the college guys can play, like hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not as fun as, like, you know, watching the United States NBA team.
Right.
Just absolutely. Right.
Yeah. The match needs to like change up its format from using other sport athletes to just LIV golfers versus PGA Tour golfers.
For huge yes. stacks of money.
Yeah.
Not massive. Donated.
Not donated huge to charity. They got to get rid of the charity.
Well, you know, it would suck. The guys on the PGA Tour would have to pay $1 million to like use the likeness of their name for the day, and the LIV Tour guys would just be cashing in.
Yeah.
Just won't have to do that, you know?
And it would have to be a lot of money, because why would a LIV Golf Tour guy get out of bed for anything less than $100 million?
True.
You know?
True.
It'd be funnier if the LIV would just pay that fee for the like, no excuses. Get on out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd probably pay for the whole thing.
Norman just sends an email to Jay, like, don't worry about it. We got this one. We'll cover this round.
You just give us the boys. We'll do the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, I question when they step through someone's line, like when Scheffler does that, that's just an etiquette. There's no actual penalty for that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, just you know, being a pussy, an asshole. It's just it's a bold move for a PGA Tour player to do that on purpose.
Yeah,
bold move.
Yeah,
and it would be crazy if Cam Smith doesn't go now.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, because he's just rumored, right? He hasn't officially defected.
He said himself last week that if you want, like, because somebody else said it, and I think his name was Cam from another Australian, and he said, you know, the only Cam that you should worry about is me. And if you don't hear it come out of my mouth, then it's not true.
I need him to go.
Me too.
I need
him to go. He's got the LIV personality. He should be standing up against the PGA Tour. He looks like the kind of guy that would. The mullet, I mean, the PGA Tour hates that mullet so much, they couldn't hate it more. So he needs to bring that over to the LIV Tour, grow it out.
What's the deal with Ricky too? I feel like he was officially there, and then I saw an article today that was like, why Ricky Fowler will never leave the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, I thought he already did. Ricky, what a weird story for him, huh?
Yeah, it's been a real fall from, not grace, I guess not a fall from grace, but just a real blip out there. Huh?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for him was that, like, he was just, they gave him, like, the, okay, this guy's a personality and a good guy, and he wears really bright colors. I mean, was he ever, like, doing well in majors or anything? I don't really know. I know he had some wins, but I guess it's kind of a normal PGA Tour career, minus the fact that he was famous as fuck.
Right.
And, you know, played in an important time. But I think it was just the orange on Sundays.
Yeah.
Is that all it takes? I mean,
it was crazy. He seemed like he was on tour for 10 years before like spring break 2K17 happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, oh, these guys who were on tour for 2 years, like Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, like they're the same age and friends. How come Ricky has been on tour 10 years longer than these guys and they're way better than him?
Yeah, that's true. I guess
so. He was on tour at like 14 years old, going out there with the orange and the hair. And it was like, oh, this kid must be sick. And then it's like, oh, no, all of his peers are better than him, but they took much longer to make it, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that Ricky went to college. I think he went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, didn't he?
Yeah. So he even made it through college. And still, he somehow, I guess, just time didn't. Maybe there's two Ricky Fowlers and one of them. Played, you know, and then the I don't know, man, it's crazy, but yeah, you're right, it does feel that way.
Yeah, and then he just never really amounted to much.
Nope, just a big name.
Mm-hmm. Was he ever part of like any of those reality things at that time when MTV was big? Because I think there was a Fox
like
Race,
Real
that,
World,
yeah, or like there, you know, they had
I don't think he was.
I do know the answer that he probably wasn't, but it was like there was a time where I could not distinguish between him or this, like, he was a BMX rider or whatever, who always wore Fox, like, riding gear. And I would just confuse the two.
Ryan Nyquist?
Yes, maybe. Maybe it was those two. And I'd be like, oh, that guy plays golf, too?
Yeah, I don't know. Because he was in Bubba Watson's, like, Golf Boys, Lonely Island ripoff golf rap group.
Yeah.
Which, again, was, like,
a random
years
group.
Before the 2K17 Spring Break Boys had their heyday. I just don't understand how he's been alive that long and on tour that long and still only the age that he is.
Yeah, seemingly looking exactly the same as when he started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he cut his hair a little bit, but he's got that.
He does stay and do all the autographs, so I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh.
Even after making like a quad on the last hole this tournament or nine or something, he stayed until like 9 p.m. and signed every single autograph because kids still want that autograph.
Right. For some what reason. Else does he have to do?
Yeah. I mean, that's not being paid.
Yeah. You know, he's not going to practice. He's got to get the press somewhere.
He's just out there like signing autographs, like, thanks, guys. Follow me on Instagram, please, so I can get more ads.
Well, that sounds pretty crazy, the world of golf. What else is going on around the world? You guys check in what's happening?
I don't know. What do you have for us, Master Bastion?
Well, I don't know. It looks like an intoxicated bear was rescued after eating hallucinogenic honey in Turkey.
Okay, let's go to Turkey.
Yeah, he caught some, he was eating some of that mad honey, which is all the rage right now. I don't know if you guys have heard about that.
No.
People
haven't.
Are
Tell
like,
us all
people.
About that.
So there's this bee that makes hallucinogenic honey, but their hives are like on the side of cliffs. People are like dying trying to get to these hives to harvest the honey so they can
sign
trip.
Us up.
Yeah. Yep. It's like one of the, you know, whenever you hear of something new like that, you got to give it a try. But imagine like a delicious hallucinogenic honey.
Yeah.
That you just put it on a, you know, I don't know, whatever you put honey on.
This sounds like a job for Alex Honnold. Get old Alex Honnold to freeze.
Yeah, strap.
Up.
Yeah, don't even strap
right
him there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he'd be the best in the world.
Yeah. So this was just found.
The mad honey. I don't know if it was just found, but it's just. I don't know if like some people have been doing it for ages, if it was their thing, but it's just now getting out there with like TikTok
and
all that
recently.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that is my news source, but I did find this one on another website. Normally, I mean, it's funny because we used to make fun of Danny for his Facebook stories, and now like every piece of information that's in me
comes from TikTok.
Yeah.
How do other people get their news, to be honest?
Facebook or TikTok?
Like what medium is somebody on all the time? Like, I mean, I guess like the boomers, they probably still have CNN or Fox or
Fox
that
news,
stuff.
Yeah.
But like, is anybody really queuing up to the Fox app on their phone? You know, or that?
No, well, when we were at the thrift shop, he was just watching Fox straight up. When we were at Roberts down there in Bradford.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
those are probably recorded VHSs.
Yeah.
It's funny. I look at the Facebook things, and I'm just Facebook is like, all the articles are crazy and one sided, and then I go to TikTok, and I'm like, oh, these are true. These are real. Sure. And it's on TikTok. It's got there's like the amount of conspiracy theories that come up on my TikTok timeline. And I'm just like, do I want to get in on this one? And a couple seconds in, it's a yes or no. You know, it's either this is fact or this can't be true.
Now, do you have any concerns over Joe Rogan recently reading the TikTok terms of service on his popular podcast show, the Joe Rogan Podcast Experience show?
No, I am a big, like, for me, it's just like, whatever, what are they can have all my information. They can, you know, see my face through my screen. Like, as long as they keep my timeline popping like they are, just take whatever you need. Mm-hmm. I scrolled TikTok for 3 hours the other day.
Yeah.
Without stopping.
But you did hear the terms of service?
Oh, no, I have no idea what's on them. No. Oh,
okay, yeah. So it's basically like once you download TikTok, they have access to every single thing that you own. Like so TikTok's on your phone. Anything you search on your computer, every keyboard stroke they have. Mm-hmm. Every audio, everything you ever say, they get that too. Mm. So it's like you basically sign up to not only have access, you give the Chinese state your phone data, but you also give them every other piece of information that you ever, anything you search for on your computer.
Yeah.
They know about.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, now I'm 33. Like, if the Chinese ever want to come after me, or like, you know, if the Chinese ever just came and were like, we're taking everybody, like, I would just kill myself. I've lived enough good years. It's been a good run. You know, I've had my fun. If it was ever like, all right, you know, time to go to, you know, do hard labor for China for the rest of your life, it's like, no, I'll just die. Like, I'm all set. Oh, you want to expose me for what I jerk off to? Like, no, I'll just kill myself.
Seems like a pretty chill piece of spyware, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they can harness that somehow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the intellectual property side of it is the most, I think.
Just got to tip your cap, to the, you know, like, why send a spy over to try to gather information when you can just be like, no, you guys, you can do
just give it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it on your own.
Yeah, that's true. It is genius. I'd like to look into, like, the actual, because you hear all about, like, you know, like, China owns TikTok, whatever. Like, who actually owns TikTok? You know, if it's actually the Chinese government or something, or like ties to it, it'd be pretty crazy. No, and then, like I said, it wouldn't stop me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love TikTok, man. They just really God, I wish like I knew how to use YouTube, because apparently YouTube has a kind of the same thing now, like YouTube shorts and stuff, and you can scroll it. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand YouTube that much, and that sounds like a super boomer thing to say, but I only search YouTube when I'm looking for something exact, like directions to something, or I'm not looking at YouTube for like entertainment.
Directions to something. So like if you're driving to the mall, you don't use
Google. No. Like,
and type in how to get to the mall.
No, like for instance, I've been like trying to make music, and it'll be like, how do I make this sound that I'm trying to make? And I still can't find it. I've been going a week and I still can't make the sound I want to make. Just looking to make one sound so I can
you should just sample it with your mouth.
Yeah, I should. You know? And then just or maybe I'll just sample it with maybe I'll just play it on my phone and then let it go through my microphone.
Yeah.
And then just pick it up and then bite it. Because that's all samples are anyway.
Reverb on it or something.
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know the words. I just moved the dials, you know. But we'll be coming out with a little maybe a SoundCloud pretty soon, if I can think of a name.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can get it, because you know it's getting annoying playing it from my files, because then after it stops it just ends. Plus I'd love to see what SoundCloud,
dude, because it's just the absolute worst thing in the world when you send that file via text, you press play and then you're like, this is sick, I'm gonna listen to this, and then like 10 seconds later it's like, no you're not, it's off. And then the other, like, The absolute worst part about it is when you open it back up and press play again, it starts from the beginning. Starts right from the beginning. So then you have to scroll ahead, and it's like, no, I got the full, like, I understand the song because I listened to it in 10 second bits till the end.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's been, I've been in my car. I mean, I only listen to me now when I'm in the car. So I have to just scroll. But I have to, once the file's done, I just have to go back and like, which one should I even have like a playlist, best to or worst to best. So I can start with my worst one and work my way up to my best. But yeah, that's been a fun little ride for me. I've been putting in a lot of time. So
for your DJ name, you are not considering Janice?
I guess I could consider Janice because I believe Janice is the god of life.
Right.
And it is something like that. And it's my D&D name also.
Probably more importantly.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put Janice and Sunny together and like Janice Sunny. Or something
Yeah. You know? Or something. We'll workshop that. You know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It'll be good. I mean, I'm not dropping a DJ name until it's good.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we come up with a few names. We'll spitball a few next week. Maybe I'll come up with a few for you guys.
Yeah.
But I love that. I was thinking though, I don't want to get too good because I don't want to go on stage in front of a big crowd. You know?
You're already thinking like Avicii.
Yeah, I was like, that could, you know, it could happen
instead of getting out, instead of going on stage.
You know, just the thought of putting stuff out there is scary, but I do it with the memes anyway, so you know, fuck it. I'm just gonna start playing it around people like in the car and be like, do you like this song? Or like, have you heard this? And they'll be like, no, I haven't. And I'll be like, oh, okay. What do you think? I'm not gonna tell them it's me, but it's like, oh no, this song sucks. I'm like, yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right, I'll put on something else. What do you think about this song?
That's how you workshop your name too. You just give each different song a different DJ name, and they're like, yeah, who's that one?
Because you've had pretty good song names, I feel like.
Yeah. I've been just I ran out of good ones. I've made a couple more since, and one of them I just saved as new. And then the next one I saved as new. So we got to work on the names.
One of my favorites was, what was it? Down and Up.
Yeah, Down and Up.
Up and Down. I love
that. Yeah, it kind of gave me Down and Up vibes when I. But it was, oh man, what was I? I don't know. I had two songs play back to back the other day on my playlist, and one of them was like, I don't know, they were just the same two words and then swapped, and they played back to back, and I was like, oh, that's sick. Down and Up. And then the next, like, you know, Up and Down will be the next one.
Dude, it is seemingly very difficult to come up with a DJ name.
Yeah, impossible. Because it's like, I would love to just be called Sunny, you know, but I mean, how many DJs, probably so many Sunnies out there, you know, and what are the rules on stealing somebody's name? And granted, I'll be better, but it's right,
you know, yeah, I feel like it does kind of just hurt your SEO when you have, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, especially because if they Google like just Sunny, like any Sunny in the world could come up. And then if you add like Sunny DJ in there, it's just going to come up with Skrillex because that's his real name.
Oh, really? So
that would be tough. Sunny Moore. Yeah, Sunny Moore. Is,
well, maybe Sunny Less will be my
name. Yeah. Yeah, now we're cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find something. We'll get there.
Master Bastion, what's been happening in the world of Pete Davidson? Has he found new love yet? Or he broke up with Kim Kardashian. He's in therapy because Kanye was bullying him.
Yeah, it sounds like Martha's got an eye out for him.
Martha Stewart? What did she say when asked?
The quote was that he is a charming boy.
A charming boy. Now, Pete Davidson is... like, of course, we have Derek Jeter and Leo's like massive all-time list of celebrity girlfriends. Pete Davidson seems to be carving out quite a niche for himself too. I don't know if it's on the same lines. Those dudes seem to target young models, and Pete's just all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Kate Beckinsale before?
Yes, I think he's proven that he can just have anybody he wants somehow.
But and he's also kind of playing this smart because like a lot of people are catching heat for dating younger folks, and he's just going, no, I'll take down your grandma. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I love that for him.
He likes the MILF and the GILF genre.
Yep. All the ILFs. You know,
and that's safer.
it's a lot safer. You know, what can you say about that? You know,
right. There's no power dynamic. Like everyone he dates is way bigger than him. I don't know how that's possible that he pulls that, but
yeah, what a weird, so it was weird, that whole thing. I mean, Kardashians had a new season or whatever, you know, you never know what's real and what's not with that family, you know? Now I just think, like, what did they just did Pete Davidson sign a 1-year contract with Kim Kardashian and then, you know, and the contract was up and they didn't extend them? Like
Lauren Michaels just called Kris Jenner and was like, how can we work together, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. We want to go long term, but it's got to be, you know, on our terms. It's like, he's done. We already cut him.
And so now he's just going to be on Martha's new cooking show or something. She's out of prison, right?
Yeah, I think she's chilling with Snoop, right? Don't they do like some kind of online thing together?
Oh, no. So now Snoop's going to hate Pete Davidson too? Yeah.
No, maybe threesomes. You're going to do threesomes. Yeah.
Well, Kanye didn't take too well to that.
No, Kanye. He did. He did like a fake or a tweet thing. He calls them skeets.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. No funny. He put that newspaper out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pete Davidson's dead or whatever.
Yeah, what a guy Kanye is.
Yeah, she also, I think, has referred to him as the son she never had.
So Kim said that about Skeet?
Martha Stewart. Oh. So depending on what angle they go with this.
You think she makes him wear a diaper and acts like a baby?
What do they call that?
I don't know, diaper fetish or baby.
Yeah, people really do that.
We don't kink shame, but.
No, of course. Do it, you know, whatever, to each their own.
Pointing out what could be happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't kink shame, but there are certainly some shameful kinks.
For other people to shame. Yeah, we just don't do it on this show.
I was watching you'll tweet it. I was actually watching a new show last night I'm going to recommend to anybody watching, and I don't know how it is for people that are have worked in the restaurant business, because I haven't. I couldn't hack it. It's called Bear. It's it's that kid Lip from Shameless. I watched the full season last night.
Okay.
Back to back,
I watched 8 episodes. Episode one, and I was a little bothered by, like, because obviously I saw the headlines that were like, if you like cooking, you're gonna love Bear. And then I watched it and I was like, I was a little turned off by how little fucking cooking they do in that show.
Yeah,
so see, I don't know, maybe it picks up as episodes go on. Episode one was a lot of him just like, my sister is mad at me, and my cousin doesn't listen to me in the kitchen, and I'm gonna go cry about all my feelings because my family doesn't get along. And it's like, how about fucking cook a sandwich,
buddy? Yeah, there was a lot of drama in it, and also very stressful for me at times. My heart rate would like get up when there was a lot of sounds in the kitchen and people were screaming and yelling and and I'm just like, you know, how can anybody work in this? But as I was watching it, I thought to myself, everybody loves cooking shows, right? Then there's no series that like is kind of a cooking show, but also not, you know, which I kind of like, cause I like food shit, but they didn't cook, you know, there wasn't a lot of like cooking, but it was cool. They like are making the restaurant better and stuff. But I think there needs to be more food related shows that aren't like cooking shows. You know,
right? You're talking about like a cooking show on like the Cooking Network or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's all you see. Somebody cooking something at a table.
Like Waiting, that movie.
Exactly. Yes.
I thought was great because like they're in the kitchen a lot. They're in the restaurant. They show the front of the house, back of the house dynamics, and like actually cook stuff and things like that. But with this one, it was just like, it's almost like a show set in a kitchen, but they never actually fucking cook anything.
Yeah, there's some more. There is actually, it does get more cookie as they go, which. But yeah, I think maybe somebody should.
First out?
It's kind of like, it's kind of like how there needs to be a golf show.
You in.
Yeah, it drew me into stress, honestly. Like, I was very stressed in the first episode. I can't, you'd have to watch it to understand, but the amount of sounds that are happening in it. And the amount of screaming that people do at each other. And it just like makes me uncomfortable. Like sometimes they'll be screaming in front of customers and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. You know?
That sounds like they kind of captured what it is like to work in a kitchen.
I think a lot of kitchen people got like PTSD from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause what you're describing was like what it was like to work in a kitchen. And normally, you know, somebody's on drugs or drunk, mm-hmm. and they're screaming, right, yeah. and like there's some emotion because someone's, you know, banging one of the waitresses and her boyfriend.
Right, exactly. That I love that stuff. I just like anytime he left the restaurant and started crying about like his relationship with his sister or that his cousin wouldn't listen to him, it was just like, ugh.
I think I totally forgot what I was gonna say. I totally
it's
lost
like
it.
Like a long scene of him like looking in the mirror and being like, "Who are you?"
Yeah, like, yeah. There's a lot of that
fucking
stuff.
Sandwich.
Yeah, but luckily I like him as an
actor.
Yeah,
he is good. He is good.
So that's why I didn't mind it as much too. And he kind of plays the same character that he played in Shameless.
Yeah,
character wise.
I just envisioned. I never even accepted his new character name. He was.
Lesbian. I didn't either. Dude, I did
the stupid. So good of you to get out of the borough in Chicago and kick your drinking. You don't drink as much or something.
When I was watching it, I was hoping so hard that they were going to introduce him as Lip and it was going to be like a low key, like sequel, you know,
I think all like shows spin-off. Should do that.
They should. Yeah. I mean, like, his name should never
Aaron
be
Paul.
Anything but Lip.
You know, like Aaron Paul's acting career didn't take off after Breaking Bad. But if he was just Jesse in all of these new movies, it would have.
Absolutely.
Like, Need for Speed. Probably sucked. Didn't watch it. Yeah. But if it was Jesse went to Alaska and it just wasn't working for him. So then he came back and he was a street racer. Now I'd be like, OK, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Or if they never even said he went out there and it didn't work out for him. It was just. Oh, this is Jesse, and he's playing the same character. Oh, is this, you know, is that supposed to be the same? I think they tried to make it like it's supposed to be the same Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Just really apply the multiverse.
All you need is that speculation.
Yeah, that would be good for me.
Yeah, so did you start watching the new Peaky yet, the new season?
No.
All right, good. Yeah, me either.
Oh, I'll try to bang through that soon, though.
Yeah, you're that probably almost there. I think we got to, like, one of the last episodes.
Yeah,
in the fifth season
like
or whatever,
or three, yeah, something like that left. I mean, for a show that you just can't understand a single word that anybody says, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I know, it's insane. It really is.
Really gave me an appreciation for Adrian Brody's acting again. Mm-hmm.
Brody as the Italian American gangster, dude. So the way he moves that match around and smacks his lips, I mean,
dude.
It's unreal.
It's like watching someone do an impression of someone who is watching a lot of The Sopranos.
Exactly.
Like he says to, like, you know, Maron. Yeah. Like the least casual, like, you don't say that.
Be the most over the top Italian.
Yeah. He is the king of the lip smack. Nobody has smacked lips harder and louder than him in that show. They must have had a dedicated lip smacking mic to pick up that lip smacking that he does.
Oh yeah,
every just time like right that match there. Which I thought was a toothpick for a while, every time he moves that match in his mouth, it's just like, and I know it, and I knew you had done it.
You know what I think
thing.
Of when I see that stuff when I see that stuff, I think of the person like who's doing the sound overs in their little room watching the TV and like making the sounds with their mouth, you know, because like they don't get any of that stuff while they're filming it. That's all like after, so the person just
post.
Like just like trying to make dude, I love watching the videos of the people doing that. It's so funny the things that they do to make the sounds, like
like the when they make the horses gallop.
Yeah, just like put the things on their hands. What a job.
Yeah.
What a job. I'd love to try to do that.
Yeah, I wonder.
We should maybe start doing that with our videos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Behind this, and then record some behind the scenes.
Yeah, just all wicked over the top sounds. You know, like when somebody walks with regular feet, you do like hoofs or something, or like chained feet.
Two Kleenex boxes on your hand.
Is there a degree? Can you go to college for that, or like how do you apply?
There probably is. That's a great question. I think you just have to start your own business.
Yeah,
you make sounds for movies, like. Here's our, you know, our highlight reel, and you just show sea bass in the room, just like.
Here are the sounds we're really good at.
This is the sound.
Here's the middle ground for us, and these are the sounds we're still working on.
Yeah, just like the blowing of the coke, just like ripping lines in the thing. This is us. That's not real.
Not too good. Speaking of blowing coke, if we could all just maybe pull out our Bibles and turn to Kings 6:2-9.
What was that? That sounds like a good one.
So we boiled my son and ate him, is how it starts. And on the next day, I said to her, give your son that we may eat him. But she has hidden her son. And I take this to mean that this lady is being a bitch and she's protecting her son from God, which means she's sinning. And the other bros just want to eat the son after they boil him. So maybe take that into your daily routine, integrate it. Mm-hmm. If there is a son that you would like to boil and eat, make sure the mother is not home, for she will be a bitch about it.
Yeah. I mean, do they do any passages where they don't just talk about how much they hate females and how they do everything wrong? And if
I don't
you
know
do it wrong, then you can kill them. Like it's beginning to seem like that's all the Bible is about. They hate women.
Yeah. It seems like they hate most things. Even injured
most things,
men.
Yeah.
Like if you broke your finger as a man, they just cook you and eat you.
Yeah.
And you shall not be entered into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Like a pass for like discriminating against just about anything you might not like or be intimidated by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't seem all that accepting, you know. They really preach this acceptance, but
You know, do unto others, you know. So.
Maybe that's why Jesus is such a big game changer. It's like this might all be stuff from the first half, and then Jesus came and was like, "Whoa, guys,
you guys are misconstruing what I was trying to say."
Well, what my dad was trying to say.
He's got a good dad. He's got a good dad.
Yeah. Well, they're also not big on big on kids either. Apparently, we got in Psalm 137:9. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones.
Mm. And I'm assuming that dasheth means to slam them against the rocks until they are dead.
It sounds like if you bash their brains out against rocks is the idea.
Classic scene from what's the Jason movies? Is that Friday the 13th?
Yep.
When he picks that little child up in the sleeping bag and slams her against the tree. He must have gotten that right from the Bible.
Jason, this is a good Christian.
She was
classic.
A lot of sin going on in that.
Yeah, that was you gotta do what you gotta do, you know.
Yeah, it's good Christian duties.
Yeah, he's just trying to make his way upwardeth into heaven.
Maybe we should start selling group chat golf Bibles.
Yeah, you know?
Start writing our own,
and also putting just some of our classic favorite Bible verses on the back of our new t-shirts.
Yes.
Group chat golf.
God
on the front,
and golf.
Classic Bible verse on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, like God, then golf or something like that. God first, then golf. That probably sell pretty well.
Do we change the name to God Chat Golf?
Wow. Wow. The Godcast? Dude, the Godcast? The God Pod? Come on.
Going up to someone who has one of those religious tattoos where they do the verses and it's just one of these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
I
now
think I should get like an ironic one.
Yeah, I think you should too. Are there ironic ones?
You're pulling irony out of this.
But if we could turn to 2 Kings 2:23-24, we will see that God writes, from there Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some boys came out of the town and jeered at him. Get out of here, Baldy, they said. Get out of here, Baldy. He turned around, looked at them and called down a curse upon them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the boys.
Wow.
So you do not bald shame bald people, children.
It really does seem to be a theme of
if you do, bears will eat all 42 of the village children.
God, dude. You know, you don't want to fuck with. I might stop using the Lord's name in vain after reading some of these.
You better, dude. You know? You better. Your fate will be sealed.
Or you might go they're home. Really right. Preach, like, just don't make any mistakes in your life.
But it's really like, I mean, this one in particular, like, it's clear that there was an old boomer who was balding. And, like, it doesn't say anything about, like, you can't make fun of a little fat kid. You know, you can't call a little fat kid chubby, but if you make fun of
well, that's his fault. That's not God's fault when you're fat. You know, it's your own fault. Bald, you can't do anything about it. That was God.
Seems like a lot of projecting boomers wrote the Bible to like cover up their insecurities by saying, "No, you'll go to hell."
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, you know what? I do want to bang my my brother's wife, and he's dead. So, oh, you can't do that. Well,
actually, God wants you to do that.
It starts.
Yeah, look what God said. What God said.
Tom, that is your handwriting.
Right. Right. Yeah. And
according to Deuteronomy 24.
Who is this Deuteronomy guy anyway? I don't know, but you ought to listen.
Pretty sure he's in the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Pretty crazy names on there too. Like, who's listening to that guy? They're like, what? How can we make this sound convincing like somebody actually said it? Deuteronomy. There are some crazy.
Write it in the voice of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Stash another number and we'll be in.
Amen. Even just like drinking wine at church, you know, like wine.
Or just
get a little loose, you know?
Yeah.
Eating symbolic pieces of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How did we hold on to that one?
Yeah.
Blood of Christ.
Eat his flesh and drink his blood.
Yeah.
Ooh, that blood gets me a little drunk. Well, why don't you stay after? Come into my priest quarters for a little private prayer session.
Wait, how old are you? Oh, never mind.
Too old. Yeah.
Never mind.
Too old.
Sinner.
I'll pray a few fingers up your rectum.
In the name of God.
Yeah.
And you shalt like it. And then you shalt not tell anybody. Do we have a meme of the week?
I kind of had a, it was not really a good one in my opinion, but it went pretty viral. The kid, well, just, I don't mean like not funny or anything. Just, and everyone, it's one of those things that everybody posted and it just shouldn't be posted. The little kid driving over the putting green and almost hitting his dad, then destroying the hole and flag stick. I saw it on every single page, refused to post it.
Strong choice. I support that.
Yeah, just like that's the kind of stuff you don't want to see. And then another thing, and I didn't write this down on the sheet here because we have a sheet this week. I hate those videos where people like pick up their feet and let their body spin around and fall. Like, I just want to like they take a swing they like one guy took a swing on the mud. And you can tell that's totally staged. You know, another kid did like a Happy Gilmore and like picked up his feet and did like a full 360 and fell on the ground.
Yeah.
And this is just me venting about things I don't like about those videos that come out. Also, when people just put a quote over a swing video of themselves, it's just weird to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of those go viral. It's like, make a good quote and then just like put your swing, show everybody your swing with it and hope it goes viral.
Yeah, those people should have their sons boiled and eaten.
Or be putting Bible quotes over them. Like we have. Maybe that's the maybe we should be doing those. Maybe we should be taking a page out of their book. Mm-hmm.
There actually is an influencer that does that. I think his name's Alex Romo, and he calls them golfalations. And he does them like every day with a swing video. And they're just like a little quote, you know.
Which passages does he use?
I think he makes them up.
All right, that's good. I thought this might be curious. That's
yeah, one. No.
Well, we could be the death metal version, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. it's like bash your kids against the rock.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much material to source out of the actual Bible. Like, what are you doing making them up?
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to reach the level of comedy that's what's actually written in there.
If nine holes have passed and you still haven't made par, when you get to the turn, you should stop by the bar. Golfalations 16.
Right.
Three.
It needs to work in, like, it should be thou shalt stop at the bar.
Yes. You know? When you're out on the course and your game really stinks, just call the cart girl and order more drinks. Golfalations 88. Mm. Semicolon 3 or colon. But you know, a good, you know, we could probably make some pretty funny ones too.
Yeah.
Some golfalations. Mm-hmm. Come up with some funny names to, you know, that's that. But yeah, that was my meme of the week. Was a meme of the week was a bad one. Kid driving over the green and destroying the pin. Didn't like it, and I saw it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to do less cart stuff, as we've talked about a million times before. It's just the cart stuff's just not funny.
No, it's not.
And yeah, it really kind of brings back that hitting your golf partner with the golf cart vibe and those that were going
that was a those tough years ago. That was a tough day when that was happening.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst part about this video was I think it was staged, which is what I hated the most, because the dad kind of knew it was coming, got out of the way. And then they still allowed it. And you saw the cup just fall out of the thing and just like destroy the ground. And I was just like,
yeah, you know? I hope they put that kid in a nice hot boiling bath of water and boiled him up and ate him. Because that's what he deserves. Yeah, Daniel, I saw that there was I don't know where it was, but there was a water ban in some town or city, and then a golf course got exemption. Water their
people
grass.
Must have been so mad.
Oh, dude, they went out and they put cement in all the holes.
No way.
Yeah,
for
power move. Oh, yeah, that'll God. Show them. Okay, so
we'll yeah,
got a new hole. Got a new hole. Guess they thought that we don't change the pins around here.
Yeah, a lot of water bans. Even in my area right now, they're doing some water bans.
How short of a shower do you have to take?
I think it's just like outdoor that they worry about. Like, don't water your grass.
Oh,
you know, it's not that serious. Yeah. Got to keep those lawns good, you know, society. Have that green grass.
It's all brown in Boston where we are. They're starting to go. I think they were starting to suggest not doing the watering of the lawns. But then I wonder, like the guy next door has like in-ground watering.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now is it like don't be seen watering? You know, like I don't. Is how do you take him down?
Right, like if his robot's watering, is it? Do they arrest the robot or
him? Exactly?
Yeah, it's a good question. We'll have to get a cop on to ask.
Oh yeah, we should have.
Funny enough,
we should get a priest on.
Yeah, we should get a cop and a priest on at the same time and interview both of them.
Yep.
Concurrently.
I love that too.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're pretty fun. Like-minded.
I'm sure they're very open to the questions that we would have for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they'd probably stay on for the whole hour.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah. So if you know any cops or priests that want to come talk golf, send them our way.
Find it.
We do have some people out there working on some cover art for the pod right now, so shout out to them. For all the people that wanted to help out and just like send their version, so we'll pick somebody for that.
We've got a few ideas about how we're going to encapsulate Master Bastion in that.
Yes,
a couple ideas firing around.
A couple of good ones.
Yeah,
all involving me cranking it, I assume, or.
I mean, ball gag in your mouth, your body inside of a dog cage, those
types. Yeah, I was gonna say in a little crate to the
or maybe just in a priest suit holding a Bible, or maybe in a cop suit holding a gun.
I lost it.
You
I thought I lost you there for a minute.
Oh. Yeah.
I think we are going to lose you, though.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up, though. We did good, right?
We did. We did great.
Good well, job, welcome to the new, around. Welcome to the new Technically Golf podcast.
Yep, I love a good podcast.
Broadcast brought to you by Group Chat Golf. Master Bastion, welcome to the pod.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen.
Great to have a third man in again. And this is the first. Is this the first time we have recorded separate since like the beginning of the summer, probably?
Yeah.
Or me and you haven't been in the same room, so that's always a bitter, you know. I was going to say bittersweet, but mostly just bitter.
Yeah, it's sad is what it is.
Yeah, it is sad.
Makes me emotional.
Big weekend for us. The boys are going to see OAR, so.
Oh, yeah. OAR and Dispatch. Dude, I saw the set times came out. OAR is playing before Dispatch.
Yeah, that would make
sense. And then there's like a special performance after, so maybe they play a couple tracks together. I don't know.
Ooh, should I bring my decks, maybe, and try to
see if we can get
open,
on
open mic time, yeah.
Or at least do a Renegade set in the parking lot after. Throw down some tasty Janice tracks. So that'll be fun. That'll be good times, good times.
You'll cut up of the General?
Yeah, yeah, we can do a remix of the General. Remix a Crazy Game of Poker.
Some ooh, clubs. Yeah. Love that.
That was a crazy game.
That'll be sound. Sick. Yeah. Yeah.
So get working on that this week, Janice, and we'll.
Yeah,
we'll
I've been putting in like an hour every day into trying to find that sound, and then getting like fuck this, I can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. But we'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get too frustrated.
No. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, guys.
Yep. We'll catch y'all next week.
Catch you on the flippity flip.